Here's Rita Smith, the curator of the Baldwin Collection of Historical Children's Literature, with a rediscovery for Women's History Month.
Alison Utley, a well-known British children's writer, was born in 1884 on a farm in rural England. As a child, she was an avid reader and wrote poetry. She also developed a love of science, attended Manchester University, and then taught at a London girls' school. She retired from teaching when she married, and after the death of her husband, began writing again. In 1929, she published her first children's book, the beginning of a popular series about a little gray rabbit. She wrote another series about a pig named Sam, and a fantasy entitled Traveler in Time, in which a modern girl becomes involved in the attempt by a 16th century family to rescue Mary, Queen of Scots. Over the next 45 years, Utley wrote over 100 books, most of them for children. Books and stories were important to her all through childhood. In the evenings on the farm, after the chores were done, the family sat around the fire and read aloud from Robinson Crusoe, The Swiss Family Robinson, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and her favorite, Arabian Nights Entertainment. One winter, when Alison was about 10, her mother, Margaret, spent the evenings piecing a quilt. As Margaret sewed, Alison handed her the little colored pieces of cloth and questioned her about where they came from. "This pattern is from my sister Eliza's Sunday dress," her mother said sadly. "How lovely she looked in it! But she died when she was 21. All the stories seemed to be about people who had died too soon, or after long, difficult illnesses, or because of terrible accidents. Alison didn't like these sad, unromantic stories from her mother's life, and when she went upstairs to bed, she decided to make up her own tales where nobody died. She crawled under her quilt, running her hand over the top stitched into a design composed of small hexagons. Here was a patch of ruby satin for the doublet of the king's eldest son, and when he married the milkmaid, she was dressed in that patch of blue silk with the embroidered flowers sprinkled upon it. Through the winter, Alison transformed the tiny pieces of fabric into wondrous fairy tales she told herself as she drifted off to sleep under the quilt that covered her with its paths to fantasy and possibility. Tales that she returned to later to create stories for children of rabbits and pigs and little girls who travel through time to rescue the queen.